I'm not in love with Tyler. Not anymore. I was, kind of, when I was a kid. But that wasn't real love. And I'm not now. No way. I was just letting my mind wander, kind of getting lost in the fact that I feel safe right now. But I'm not in love. I'm just appreciative at present. I'm sure that once the heady romance of this day wears off, I'll go back to being as justifiably pissed at him as I have been. Once I'm back in the day-to-day of my struggle, I'll... My thoughts are interrupted by a knock on the doorframe of the bathroom.
Sorry. I took off my watch earlier when I was washing my hands, and I think I...
Tyler stammers as he half looks at me and half looks away. Tyler, I sigh.
Maddie, look. I'm not trying to fucking... I just want you to understand.
Understand what?
Fucking everything. Jesus. Why, I don't know. Like, just why shit went the way it went. Why I am the way I fucking am. Just, goddamn, everything.
Look, you don't have to. I get it, okay? It's fine. I get it.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to fucking get it. I want you to understand.
I start to tell him that I do, and to just go back down and I'll be there soon after I've cleaned up and changed into some new clothes. But before I can get anything other than his name out of my mouth, he's next to me, pulling me close to him, his lips on mine. Tyler, Tyler, I work out between kisses.
What?
He says, panting. And I jerk my head away, look into his blue eyes and say, fuck it, I'll clean it up later. As I kiss him urgently back.
I'll clean it up later could mean a lot of things, but I make the choice not to analyze. I did not expect to find her standing here in her underwear. I really didn't. But as long as we're being thankful for shit, this one jumps straight to the top of the list. Her lips barely touching mine, licking at them as she speaks, she says,
my parents are going to be wondering what we're doing.
My hand finds its way behind the white lace at her hips, and my fingers land on the soft, already wet flesh between her legs, and I say, no, they won't. They're adults. I drop my mouth to her neck and nibble at the skin along her throat and up to behind her ear. She's wearing beautiful earrings, and I take them in my mouth along with her earlobe, sucking and tugging at the skin and allowing my hot breath to pulse in her ear, the whole time working my fingers inside the folds of her pussy. Her head drops back like it's done every time I reach into her, and with my other hand, I force her to undo my pants and take hold of my cock. She moans as I get two fingers worked high into her, and then she pushes me backwards against the wall, kissing and pulling on my shaft. She grabs the hem of my shirt and pulls it over my head, pausing as she sees the fresh splotches of red that have yet to become scars themselves dotting my body, along with the long-forgotten scars that have settled into their final resting places.
Is that what I did?
She asks. It's what we did, I tell her. Did it feel good to do it, to punish me?
No. Yes? I don't know.
Okay. I finger her deeper and she coos. It makes me harder. Then she pulls my fingers from inside her and places my arms at my sides. She begins kissing the healing wounds. She rests her palms on my stomach and kisses her way down, starting at my collarbone, working down my sternum, kissing, licking, nuzzling every rugged edge of me.